Welcome to another My Tunes podcast on ManxRadio.com with me, Mark Tiley.
Mark Tiley, the nation's station, Manx Radio.
My Tunes guest this week has trod the boards all over the place. He's sung with everybody. He's done a ridiculous amount. We're going to try and cover about 10% of the career of the wonderful Jonathan Io, and we probably won't even get to 10%. Jonathan, thank you for joining us. Where are you?
Oh, thank you for having me, Mark. I, at the moment, am based, like yourselves, in lockdown in London, though.
Whereabouts in London?
Northwest London, so near a Watford area.
Right. People here on the Isle of Man, if they've been around a while, because you left a long time ago, will remember you hugely and with great love and great warmth for everything you did here. When was it you realised stage and singing, this was something for you?
Oh, it was a long time ago now. You know, now that I'm 20, Mark,
dreams, it was like... Your agent actually said 23. As long as I refer to you as 23-year-old Jonathan Io, we're safe.
That's fine. No, it was a long time ago, way back when I was at Peel Cloth Workers School, back in the old days. And I think I must have been 4 or 5, and I started, first of all, dancing, ballroom dancing, tap, all the ballet, all that, and then started having singing lessons. And it's from there, basically, that I found this love for music and for theatre, and it's still with me till today. So it's something that stuck with me. So it's a long time ago now, but back at school it was.
Oh, so really early on, because I've got a memory of you and certainly others. I know Ben Hartley was involved. The Manx Multimedia Centre. How did that come about?
Goodness me, that's a blast from the past. That was after QE2. We started that at QE2 High School. Myself and Ben was the initial founder of that, I think, along with the late Julie Harmer and Sarah Rigby as well. And we started that back when I was probably around 16, I think it was. And it was kind of a spin-off. Once I finished school, they started that aside from the school. And then we started doing productions there and multimedia. And it was a first, really, for the Isle of Man. And it was a great experience to have there.
Not only was it a first, but it was well ahead of its time, wasn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. The kind of stuff we were doing there on computers is, well, it's far more advanced now, obviously. But yes, the programs like Director and things like that, where we were creating click and press, you know, to continue your journey, and then you see a bit of video. It was very, very, very much interactive and a first for that time, I think.
But it didn't survive. Why didn't it survive?
I don't know the answer to that, because I did 2 years cartoon animation prior. I don't know if it's still there. Lockhouse Animation in Ramsey.
Okay.
Do you remember that? Do you remember that, Mark?
I do, because I remember. Didn't they do a big feature movie? Big feature animation.
We did lots. But Grizzly Tales for Gruesome Kids is the one that's still on TV now. I did 2 years there after school, and then went straight to the Multimedia Centre for 2 years and got loads of experience there, working with Judy Dench, I remember. It was her runner at one point. And I think I just left, and it carried on for a few years. And I actually don't know what happened. I know Julie got poorly, but that was the... And randomly, I've been working recently in London with Caroline Webster at East 15 Acting School. So I still see her because she lives not far from me.
When did you move? When did you actually leave the island to go over?
It's quite a shock, but it's 20 years ago this... 20 years ago this month, actually.
That is ridiculous.
It was 2001 I left...
That is ridiculous, Jonathan.
It is, isn't it? So when I was about 2, as you said.
Yeah, well, according to your agent, 2.5 I've got here. I'm just working it out. We have got some great tunes coming up this week, bringing back a whole load of memories for you. And I want you to talk us through the first one.
Well, how do I go about this? I always wanted to be a pop star like yourself, Mark.
Thank you.
we still do, and my very, very first memory of pop was I used to watch Neighbours a lot, as I know Ben Hartley did, actually. He's still a fan, he still watches it, and I remember back in the day Jason Donovan, Kylie Minogue were part of Neighbours, and Jason Donovan was a big inspiration, I'd say. I wanted to be a pop star, and his music, as cheesy as it was back then, it stuck with me. So one of his songs, Too Many Broken Hearts in the World, is one of my favourite songs from the 80s, believe it or not.
Bit of Stock, Aitken and Waterman, not half, big man.
That's so correct, yeah.
Let's have it now.
Too
guest this week has been out of the Isle of Man, really, for about 20 years, which, Jonathan Io, seems ridiculous, because we all still know you and love you to bits here on the island. Is it really 20 years this month?
It absolutely is, yeah. I remember January 2001, pretty sure it was. You know, it's so long ago. Yes, it was. It was 2001, definitely. And I moved to, first of all, in Blackburn to work on some shows up there with Anthony Williams. I think he still comes and does shows over there with the societies. I moved there, and then after 3 months, moved to London, and I've been in London now 20 years.
You are, I would say, and correct me if you don't think so, a really complete all-round entertainer, because you're a musician, you're an actor, you're a singer, you're a dancer, you can even conduct if required. Which of all these amazing talents is your favourite?
My favourite? Oh, singing all the way is my favourite. But saying that, since coming over here, obviously it's a tough business, as we all know, so finding something to back up, I've fallen into teaching and become a university kind of lecturer in all the drama schools. So I, to be honest, I actually enjoy almost as much getting the most out of students. So teaching has become a massive part of my life now. And I taught myself piano when I was at the Royal Academy of Music, because I got into there for training, and since then I've mixed them both. I've managed to teach and perform.
Brilliant. I mean, the shows, I've got a list of shows here. It is quite incredible. West Side Story, Half a Sixpence, Cabaret, The Wiz, fabulous. But then I get down to some bits and pieces I really want to know more about. Working on the Elton John UK tour, what was that all
yes.
about? What was that?
That was back in 2002 and three. When we were at college, we were lucky enough to be backing vocalists for his tours, because he's a big part of the Royal Academy of Music. I think he's a doctorate. And we were lucky enough to work also with the fabulous James Newton Howard, who was, you probably don't know him, but he pretty much composes for pretty much every movie that you see on TV. So it was a massive experience, a great experience. And I got to meet Elton and his partner as well in one of the parties afterwards. And that was before we had camera phones.
Yes.
So I didn't get a picture.
No selfies.
No selfies, but it was very lovely to meet him, and he was very, very charming. And it's Elton, isn't it? But well, yeah, it's a massive, massive part of life, to be a massive experience, as I say, to be able to work with him.
I said at the beginning of this week, we're only going to scratch the surface with you. But telly, we got to get stuck into telly, because a bit of Britain's Got Talent, you've had a go in there, The X Factor, Paul O'Grady Show. But I want to go back to Stars in Their Eyes.
Of course you do. That's not a shock at all, Mark.
Right. For those that don't know the story, you tell it, please.
Well, back in the day, I keep saying that because I feel so old, but there was a programme on TV called Give Your Mate a Break, I believe, by Ronan Keating. It was the same around back in 2000, and they just finished that show. But I didn't know that one of my colleagues from work had sent off a tape of a demo of myself, and he sent it to that program, but they moved all their submissions to Stars in Their Eyes. So I got a phone call one day saying, we've got your tape, we'd love you to audition. So I thought, great, that's great. And I wanted to be the guy we heard yesterday, Jason Donovan.
Oh, yes.
or Darren Day, pretty much, because I liked their voices at the time. I get a phone call from the producer. We want you to... I'm probably ruining everyone's realization of the show here, but they said, we'd like you to try a guy called Limahl, please, from Kajagoogoo. And I went, who? I looked him up and found he sang the theme tune to Never Ending Story, which, do you remember that film?
Yeah, lovely. Great movie.
Yeah, so I practiced that song, auditioned, and then they said, we want you to try Too Shy. And then I got a phone call. I think I was with June Turner at the time when I got the phone call, actually on his radio station at the time.
Wow.
Radio program. And yeah, they asked me to be Limahl, and then from then on in, I went back to London a few times, recorded some stuff, and then did the show back in 2000. 2000, yeah.
Goodness me. And you ended up not only singing the Limahl part, the Kajagoogoo thing, but you got to meet him and became friends.
Yeah, he came over to the Isle of Man that year and gave away my secret. He said, this guy's going to be me. It's brilliant, thanks. There goes a surprise. But he, yes, he, we met up a few times in London. And the best thing to come from that was the fact of meeting Matthew Kelly, who's ever, he's been in touch ever since and helped me with contributions to a college. And he also, I don't know if you saw online recently, over lockdown, I did a composed a song for NHS.
It was, yes. It was on the, yes, we did.
Matthew Kelly had a big part of that. He kind of spoke at the end and asked people to donate and stuff. So yeah, he's been a big part of my life since then, on and off.
Well,
great.
Superb. And this will come as no surprise then. Too Shy, it better be Kajagoogoo.
That's the one.
It really is. On My Tunes with me, Mark Tiley, and my guest all this week, Jonathan Io in London. We are remote, hopefully, sometime, maybe even later this year. We can get you back here and do it again in person.
Oh, I'm hoping so. Get those borders open, Mark.
We'll do our best. Now, I've got to talk to you about something that's a bit of a passion of mine. Regular listeners to this programme will know that I have been trying to get to lobby anyone that would listen to get the Isle of Man an independent entry into the Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, well, that's the reaction I get from most people. Thank you, Jonathan. Yes, total and utter silence. But this is the exciting thing. Húsavík, the wonderful, wonderful Eurovision movie. You were in that.
Yeah, blinking me missed me. But yes, I was. I was We filmed it in 2019, and I happened to be one of the, I can't even remember which I think it was Russia or somewhere, but no, not Russia. I can't remember, somewhere foreign. And it was, I was one of the backing singers and dancers for one of the guys, singers on that, at the entrance.
I'm going to watch it again. I love that film.
It's a great film, isn't it?
It's brilliant. And have Will Ferrell. And the little references to Elf was very clever.
Yeah.
That was
him and Rachel McAdams, I got to meet them, luckily. And he's just that funny in real life as well.
Brilliant, brilliant moment. Do you like doing movies? There's a lot of hanging around, isn't there?
Yeah, there was. Just for 7 seconds, it was 3 days' work.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I've never actually been lucky enough to have a feature part yet. But, you know, never say never. But it's good experience, but there is a lot of hanging around.
Now, more Eurovision. You can tell it's a passion. Eurovision, making your mind up. Another connection for you.
Yeah, that was back in 2007. You know, when the BBC did that programme where you had to choose which song to go through? This was back when Terry Wogan was presenting it, and he made a blooper. He said that I was in a group called Cindy, with a girl called Cindy, and he said that said that we had won, and then changed his mind a second later and said, oh no, it was Scooch. It was the year that Scooch sang
I remember that. I saw that happen on telly.
Yep, and we were the backing singers for Cindy. It's on YouTube somewhere.
Yeah, and he got it wrong.
Yep, he did. And we were backstage going, yeah, we're off to wherever it was. And then he went, oh no, sorry, it's Scooch.
That must have been heart in the mouth and then just boom, blown, just gone.
It's almost like the Oscars last year, wasn't it, when they mentioned the wrong film?
Oh, that was hilarious. That was hilarious. We're going to talk about plans that have been put on the shelf and the future tomorrow. But I want to get this next song on because he's an artist that I knew a bit when he was with the Little River Band, who he was fronting them for a while. Tell me about your love of John Farnham.
Well, he's the voice for me, and a lot of people remember that he sang that song. You're the voice, try and understand it. That's what he's famous for.
Yeah, yeah.
He's also a very famous musical theatre performer in Australia and one of the best exports from there. He did a show called The Main Event with Olivia Newton-John and Anthony Warlow. And it was when I heard that and him sing for the first time on Jesus Christ Superstar that I just fell in love with his voice and still aspire to sing like him. And his music, his voice is like silk, and everything he does just turns to gold for me. So
now we're not going to go for the voice, and we're not going for the Little River Band. What have you chosen, Jonathan?
I've chosen his version of Help by the Beatles because it's moving, touching, and something that just chills me every time I listen to it, and it's such an inspiration.
When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind, I've opened up the door. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you feel much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now those days are gone. I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind. I'll open up the doors. Help me if you can. I'm feeling dead.
I can't believe, once again, we've come to the end of a My Tunes week, and my guest all this week, Jonathan Iyer. Jonathan, just before we go into today's piece, raised on the Isle of Man, but a Danish origin, are you a Viking?
I like to think I am, yeah. I have Danish ancestry on my dad's side, as well as German as well. So that's where the name comes from, with a little slash through it. So it's pronounced in Danish. I kept that little slash because it's good for it's quite a showbiz name, I guess.
Very. I think we like it. The agent said he's keeping it. What's he say? He's keeping it forever. Yeah, you're keeping it forever. It's not going anywhere, that, apparently.
But you're the first person to say it right first time, though.
23 and a half year old. There we are. Got that now. All of my guests, my musical guests in the last year almost, have been talking about lockdown and what it's meant for them and what they've had to park and what was the plans. And basically, where were you going before this happened? What's been parked and what's coming up?
Oh, well, back in March it was, wasn't it, when we first got kicked into lockdown.
Yep.
I was on a UK tour of a show called Oh What a Night, playing Bob Gaudio. So it's all the music of Frankie Valli, a different show to the one I brought over last year to the Centenary Centre, completely different show. And we were six dates into that tour, which was supposed to be ongoing. Yeah. It's an ongoing show every year. And that got parked, as you say, and all lost up until what was supposed to be last week, obviously not happening. Now April, not happening. And now they've postponed it all till September.
Goodness,
so that all had to get parked. So there's a lot of income there.
Is it a similar sort of show to Jersey Boys? Is it?
Yeah, it's a brand new script. A lot of different music as well. So it's a completely different show. But it was one night all across the UK. And it was all fully booked as well. It's just such a shame. And it's four of us dancing and singing with a great storyline as well. That got parked, but hopefully that'll be back when theatres are opening again.
Music. Yes. We haven't talked enough about music, because you said right at the beginning, if you had to choose one, really, singing. Your own music, how's that going?
It's okay. I'm still in the middle of writing for others as well at the moment. And what better time to do it than lockdown? As we said the other day, we mentioned the NHS song. That was with I've got a company now called RHJ Entertainment with a fellow MD, and we've been writing music. The third album is still in production, because we can't, it's a duet album, so it's hard to make when you're in lockdown. But that's still going, and luckily the thing that kept me going is all the teaching in the schools. I'm completely an online vocal coach now, thanks to things like Zoom and FaceTime. I can get a bit of income from that.
That has been a blessing for so many people. And I think it's so hard, even if you do online concerts, to monetize it.
Very, yeah, because people don't particularly want to pay very much. And it's the whole setup as well. You need the right equipment, which, to make it, because there's such a lag on Zoom, isn't there, or online.
Yeah.
But yeah, monetizing, you're kind of relying on people being more generous than anything, because people are crying out for live shows at the moment.
Well, we do hope that date, you said September, with a bit of luck, you'll be back out on the road?
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully, if not before.
Well, fingers crossed for that. Here's the thing. Now, I'm at a word with your agent, and I've been given massive control of the whole entertainment business. I can give you any role in any show, anywhere. What could I give you? What would you want to do?
That's a big offer. Thank you. Any show. Well, I'm still a massive fan of Joseph and his amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. I've only ever played a brother. And I know now that I'm 23 and a half, I think I could possibly play Joseph, and I'd still love to play that part, very much so.
Well, I'll have a word with Philip Schofield, see if he's still got the clothes.
Thank you. See, well, Jason had it first, didn't he?
Jason had it first, of course, yeah, but it goes back to day one, Jason Donovan. Jonathan, it's been absolutely lovely catching up. Thank you so much. Let's have a final piece of music for the week.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, this is a song from a musical called Martin Guerre, the same writers of Les Mis. And this guy singing is called Stephen Weller, who was my inspiration, the very first musical theatre voice I heard back in 98. Lucky enough now to have been performing with him lots. And this is a song from Martin Guerre called Look, I'm Martin Guerre.
Well, thank you for the great choices. Thank you for chatting. And here's to September, when get you back out on the road, and let's get you back over here as soon as we can.
Thanks, Mark. Stay safe.
They say they follow the Lord's will. Still they torture, still they kill, to make a young man reach his prime. They say he's cursed, he's Satan's child. I'm just a boy betrayed, defiled. All a young man needs is time. Damn them all. While they run with the pack, they will pay for the scars on my back. They want my blood, they're ready to feed. They don't even know the man that they bleed. As if a man can love on demand, except his life is already planned. There's no demon inside, just a man full of pride, for my hopes haven't died. Look! 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 I'm Martin Guerre, too young to love, but still above the lie they live. Yes! I'm Martin Guerre, a man who knows how evil grows and can't forgive. Soon they will see, a man can choose to be free. They all look for someone to blame, but I swear it aloud, I will be proud that Martin Guerre is my name. First I trusted Pierre, I was sold at the shrine. Then I trusted the priest. Now my blood runs like wine. And then there was Bertrand. It seems all love must turn to dust. There must be someone I can trust. Look, I'm Martin Guerre. Father, I'm brave, and from your grave you'll keep me strong. Yes, I'm Martin Guerre, for they will learn when I return that I belong. Soon you will see that I can choose to be free. Swear it aloud, I will be proud, I'm Martin Guerre. They all look for someone to blame, but I swear it aloud, I will be proud that Martin Guerre is my name.
Many thanks to Jonathan Io for a lovely week. Cracking week, great to catch up, and what top tunes as well. Keep coming back to manxradio.com for more podcasts of all shapes, all sizes. I'm Mark Tiley. Hope to catch you soon on The Morning Show, 9:30 to 12, Monday to Friday.